Now, back to the Grillin' Guys Show on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
With the Grillin' Guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mittful. Shooting sauce on ribs is what men do. We like meat and no tofu. With me and Chop, it never gets dull. A grill so big, it's like a ship's hull. Grillin' Guys, I tell no lies. Do some great things to chicken thighs. When we're at the grill, smoking up a rack, a little taste is just like crack. We're backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody grills a T-bone faster. So when you see the Grillin' Guys rig, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. So check us out and have no doubt, the Grillin' Guys will make the crowd shout. Stick around and put down the rake, fire up the grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows, you gotta listen to the Grillin' Guys show. That's it.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Grillin' Guys each and every Saturday morning on 107.3 WBBL-FM. We are live and local in the beautiful downtown Grand Rapids studios, and joining us on the line right now is a new guest to the show, a gentleman by the name of Hal Wagner, one of Bob's friends. Good morning, Hal.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Hey, we're fantastic. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Hey, dude. We're just opening up this bottle of Rogue you sent me for a Christmas present, Voodoo Donut. This is one of the best Christmas presents I got all year.
Well, that's great. Good to hear. How about that color of that bottle? Kind of makes you think of the day after New Year's, doesn't it?
It does. And look at the body on this beer. Now, tell us, first of all, I'll tell everybody who you are. Hal Wagner owns Charcoal and More. He's at one of my good one and tech dealers down in a suburb of Louisville, which is called Sellersburg, Indiana, and has become just a great friend. Hal and Janet, just two really fun people, and we got to find a way to get you up to Grand Rapids for some. We didn't do it this year, but we got to find a good enough excuse to get you guys up here to show you our beautiful town. But you sent me this really cool bottle of Bacon Maple Ale. Tell us about this phenomenal, crazy beer we're tasting right now.
Well, the Rogue Brewery, as most people know, in the drink, you know, any quantity of craft brewed beer is based in Newport, Oregon. What they did with this beer is they got together. There's a Voodoo Donut shop in Portland, Oregon, who is famous for their maple bacon long johns or maple bacon maple bars. They're good friends, and they decided they liked the taste of the donuts so much that they thought they'd put a beer together. Now, originally, this was going to be brewed as a porter, and they ended up with a brown ale. Now, have you guys drank it yet?
Yeah, we're trying it.
In the midst of drinking it, I should say?
Yeah, I don't know how to describe it.
Well, the brown ale allows the smokiness of the malts to come through a little bit more, and then at the end, that's when the maple kind of kicks in. Pretty amazing.
Well, Hal is a beer snob. Hal and I, we had a lot of fun running around the Louisville. You took me to, it was actually kind of an Irish pub district we went to down there, but Hal is a charcoal snob and a beer snob. So,
I guess that's a good thing to be, huh?
Yeah. You've got how many different lines of charcoal? You do smokers, grills, and you've also, your real business, I mean, your main business is selling hardwood. You're like a hardwood broker. So you've got this huge warehouse full of just like 20-foot ceilings stacked high with hardwoods, but your passion is grilling and microbrews.
Exactly, exactly. So you kind of got to live your passion.
Yeah. Well,
you got to incorporate that into your life somehow, or it just swings by you too fast.
It does. So
was fun. It's really, I think it's a great beer for this time of year as well.
And it's called Rogue Voodoo Donut. I mean, I think you can get Rogue out in Michigan now.
Okay, probably a Dead Guy, I would assume, would be popular up there. Probably the most distributed beer they have.
Okay. I have seen that, but it might have been in Kansas.
Okay.
Can you buy this in Louisville?
No, I'm a rogue. I'm a member of what's called the Rogue Nation.
Okay.
Which is a regular newsletter they put out. And when they come out with something that's kind of new and different, and I want to tell you about things they do, I scooped up on this, and I thought, who could I send this to for Christmas? I know the perfect guy. That was you, Bob.
Well, you've been telling me about this for so long that it's crazy. You can taste the bacon in it. I mean, I never thought, you told me about it, it didn't even sound good, to be honest with you. I'm like, yeah, you can do a lot of things, doesn't mean you should.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. But again, using the brown ale as a base allowed all the different flavors to come through, and it just keeps kind of coming at you.
This bottle says it has a Michigan 10-cent refund on the back, so maybe you can get it in Michigan. If you're listening out there, you're listening to the Grilling Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM. We're talking about Rogue beer, and it's called Voodoo Donut Bacon Maple Ale. If you know anything about this, send us a bump on the website or hit us on Facebook or call the hotline 1-800-785-1073 and let us know where you can get this Voodoo Donut, because I guarantee you this would be the coolest bottle to bring to a New Year's party you could ask for.
You know, and I think you're not going to have any problem finding it because it's a bright pink bottle. So if you're looking in the beer case, there aren't too many bright pink bottles, and this is one of them. But, yeah, give it a try. It's pretty tasty, very, very unique.
That's right. That's right. It's very enjoyable, actually, year-round. I hopefully get it back here. I ordered directly from the brewery itself.
Oh, that's cool. Last time I saw you, you took me to a microbrewery down there in Louisville. What's it called?
That would be called New Albany Brewing Company.
Yeah.
New Albanian Brewing Company, actually.
Yeah. Yeah, the guy, the Lennon freak. He's got Mao Zedong and all that stuff. All right, Hal. Well, listen, thanks a lot for sending this great gift up to us, and you're making our breakfast, our bacon experience just perfect.
There you go. You guys have a good one. You have a good, safe new year. We'll talk to you next year.
Okay, thanks, Hal.
All right.
That's Hal Wagner from Charcoal and More. Just wanted to review this Rogue Voodoo Donut beer. Crazy. If you've ever seen it, hit us on Facebook, because bacon and beer. I mean, Jop did that a couple weeks ago when I was gone.
Yeah, we were over at Schmoe's, and they did their 7th anniversary and 7 ways of bacon, and one of them was in their porter. They took a real crisp stick of bacon and used it as a swizzle stick, if you will. But the idea was to take a bite of the bacon and a swig of the beer, and I'm telling you what, it was fantastic. It really was a taste sensation I never
crazy?
Had. Yeah, it is. But, you know, those deep brown, nutty porters like they are, they go really good with bacon and a little bit of the, you know, bacon's a little bit greasy. So a little bit of the greasiness and the beer cut that. Oh, it's just a fantastic taste combination. Little party in your mouth.
Yeah, I ain't touching that one.
Yeah.
God, you creep.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's Grilling Guys with mouth parties. What else we got going on?
Well, let's
on
talk
here.
About this cheddar bacon ranch pull thing. You want to talk about a taste sensation, because it is a unique little thing. I saw we've already posted that up on our website, thegrillingguys.com. You can find a recipe. But, Bob, you've had this. I've not yet. Let's break that down a little bit.
It's another good New Year's party favor. You know, basically what we want to do is give you some things for your New Year's Eve party, if you're having one. But this is really easy. You just get a big round loaf of sourdough bread and you score it, much like you do if you've ever roasted a hog. You just do like a diamond-shaped scoring on the skin. Well, you do the same thing with this loaf of bread, only you do a little deeper slices. You get about 8 to 12 ounces of cheddar and you slice it real thin. You fry up some bacon, chop it up. You get a half a cup of butter and a tablespoon of ranch dressing mix, the powdered stuff. And the recipe's on the website, but you just basically pour all this stuff over the bread and you throw it in some foil on your grill for about 15 minutes. You unwrap it and open it up and you keep it on the grill for another 10 minutes. Until the cheese is melted, and it's just crazy.
Sounds crazy, but it looks good. As you said, the recipe's on thegrillingguys.com.
You'll impress everybody when you bring it in. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
Just a great display.
Yeah, coming from Bob, a big cheese ball is impressive. Anyway, coming up next, we've got our favorite cowboy from Kansas, Rob Russell, is going to be joining us with a sesame beef recipe. We're going to talk about a little dessert you can do real easy, some grilled peaches. So we're the Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Just
the Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.